Fire Aid Money Went to California Native Vote Project. By Joel B. Polak on July 21, 2025. Money raised by Hollywood for victims of the Los Angeles fires through Fire Aid went to politically charged nonprofit groups like the California Native Vote Project, raising further questions about the disbursement of funds. The Fire Aid concert, on January 30, featured a star-studded lineup in two separate stadiums, and raised some $100 million in public donations, ostensibly to help victims of the Palisades and Eaton fires. As Breitbart News reported Sunday, there is a controversy over whether the money is being spent properly. On the one hand, as local ABC affiliate KBC7 reported, the money is in fact being spent by organizations that received it. On the other, none of the money is going directly to fire victims, but only to nonprofit groups. Fire victims who have benefited from Fire Aid funds have only done so indirectly, through organizations. Now, local outlets circling the news reports, it is clear that some of the groups who have received Fire Aid funding have only tenuous connections, at best, to the areas affected by the fires, and tangential missions. One group that has received funding is the California Native Vote Project, a political nonprofit that exists to encourage Native Americans to participate in the political process. The Fire Aid website reports that the cash was intended for a financial assistance for displaced and affected Native families, expanded healing and mental health services, and distribution of critical health and safety resources. According to census data, there were 16 Native American residents of Pacific Palisades, out of nearly 23,000 people. There were slightly more Native Americans in Altadena, affected by the Eaton fire, 46 out of about 43,000 residents. The California Native Vote Project is officially nonpartisan, but its political ideology is radical. It boasts of its success in removing statues of Christopher Columbus, and it opposes the enforcement of federal immigration law, standing with the undocumented population against immigration and customs enforcement. Some groups are worthy causes. 1. The Change Reaction has used its own funds to provide financial relief directly to households. Other groups seem less worthy. Instituto de Educación Popular del Sur de California, IDEPSCA, for example, received a grant to support displaced workers impacted by the fires, but its mission is to organize and educate immigrants concerned with solving problems in their own communities. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Correction, this article initially identified a recipient as California Volunteers, Office of the Governor. The recipient was in fact the California Volunteers Fund, a nonprofit entity independent of that office. Neither Governor Newsom nor the state of California have received any funding from Fire Aid, according to the governor's office.